Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sean Belent. In recent days, we've told you about the expansion of internet service through the arrival of Metro East-based Whisper. That will be our conversation today on Around Montgomery County. Well, Sean Belent with you here, and we have talked a lot about the expanding internet opportunities for folks in Montgomery County who have some pretty stubborn internet issues, and some folks, well, down from where I grew up, Muscoota in St. Clair County, coming to the rescue, the folks over at Whisper, skip the H. And we're talking to the CEO of Whisper, a company that is coming to the rescue of small towns all around, and certainly here in Montgomery County. Nathan Stuck, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I think it's a great opportunity to help spread the word.
Well, tell us about Whisper.
Yeah, so we started a little over 17 years ago out of my garage. And that's how we knew we were going to be successful, right? We started out of a garage because my neighbor needed internet access 2 miles down the road at his office. But we could get cable and DSL at his house, but not at his office. And after I did about 6 months worth of research to do that, I convinced my wife it was a good idea to put $36,000 across three of our credit cards because everybody needs internet, right? And well, back in 2003, that wasn't quite the case, but it's turned into something now that even more important, the internet has become something that everybody needs and maybe even more important than water because it's just so vital to stay connected.
Well, how important has the government's interest, state and federal, in rural broadband expansion been to your company's hopes? Certainly, it's a part of the picture, as you discuss, finding multiple sites in Montgomery County where fiber optics won't come into play.
No, you're right. It's interesting. We won a very large government subsidy, $220 million over the next 10 years, and I'll still stand up and say, hey, I really don't know that I believe in subsidies. But when I look at it and say, well, the only thing that's been holding us back from our growth, we've always had more demand than we can keep up with. I'm not complaining. That's a good thing. Has been our access to capital. And now the federal government has stepped in and said, hey, we're going to give you that capital if you will promise to go build out, and we're going to hold you to it by having regulations and requirements to do that. And we're super, super excited. We're looking at CAF as that catalyst to allow us to grow and get more and more people service where we've always wanted to, we just weren't able to secure the capital we needed to do that.
Well, how has COVID and work at home and school at home, obviously you had a business model where you were going to have interest before February. But how have the events of the last 6 months changed your destiny over at Whisper?
If I could have ordered up a pandemic, I would have ordered it up for about 2 years from now because we would have had the vast majority of our network, our CAF network built out. And then when everybody needed it, they were dying for it, we could have had that infrastructure ready to go. Unfortunately, we didn't have all that infrastructure in. So we're in the process of building and hiring. We've hired 50 plus people this year. And just hiring more and more people to try to kickstart that build even faster, because it's amazing. The people who may do with what they had before, you know, they might have used their cellular connection. They might have used satellite. They might have used, another poor provider as far as poor speeds. Now that just isn't an option anymore. To stay connected, you have to have good internet, and it has to be fast enough to do everything people need. And that's what we provide. We provide that speed, but unfortunately, we're not everywhere. And so we're working with school districts and working with some of the people who are in the most need to try to get them in front of the line to solve those problems and then still continue our CAF build that we have before us.
Well, how has quality of life changed for communities in rural areas you've entered? I know I travel around and it can be pretty tough for some small towns, especially when they're not near an urban center. You see the farmhouses are fading a little bit, and just how important is this as an equalizer?
I think it's vital. It's interesting that we have these tower parties where we go out and say, hey, thanks for being a customer. And we talk to our customers. And more than one power party, I've had someone come to me and say, hey, thank you so much for providing service in my town because my son or my daughter now lives in town. And they work for a high-tech company in San Francisco or a high-tech company in St. Louis. And this was before COVID. So they were able to stay in that small local town, live where they wanted to live, but connect where they needed to connect. And that's become even more important now with COVID, that a lot of people are moving out of the cities, right? Because that was where a lot of the epicenters were and a lot of the problems. Like, I don't need this city life. Oh, wait, we're connected. And now I can work from home. And maybe only 75% of the workforce actually goes back to working in the office. In order to sustain that, you have to have good internet. And that's what we're allowing them to do, is these small towns that have the values that people want, the way of life that people want, we're enabling them to choose where they want to go, as opposed to being forced to move into town where they can get a bigger town to get service.
Well, I know for a lot of folks up here who don't travel to the Metro East much, you say St. Clair County, they might think Belleville, they might think of the urban centers, but St. Clair County, in many respects, has a very strong rural aspect, many great farms, and agriculture has always been a big part of the economy. How does sitting headquartered about 60 miles away help you understand the needs of Montgomery County better than another company would?
Yeah, absolutely. So if I look out my office window right now, I have about 150 acres worth of corn ready to be harvested. You drive through cornfields to get to my house. I own a 100-acre farm as well. So we understand what that means to need to be where you are and still be connected. My wife is from South Africa. So when we go back to South Africa, where they have poor internet connections, we know what it's like to not have those connections, to not do what you're used to doing. So I think it all just wraps up that we're not some big company that is untouchable, inaccessible. And if you want to talk to the owner, you can walk into our office or give us a call. We want to be connected to our local customers because that's who we are. We're local as well. We have offices all over the areas. We provide service, and we're adding a ton more. And it's so important to go to the grocery store with our customers, to go to church with our customers, because if we're providing bad service, they'll tell us, right? And we'll set out to fix it and make it right. So it's super important to understand what our customers are going through.
I was impressed talking with Montgomery County Economic Development about the arrival of Whisper here in the months to come in Montgomery County, and certainly the Farm Bureau involvement. Just your thoughts on their approach when they contacted you and said, boy, we would love to have you partner with our efforts to help this county further into the century.
Yeah, I wish all counties were as helpful as the Montgomery County has been, because it's, you know, it's one thing for what we need as far as connectivity, like our fiber connectivity into the area. That's some stuff that we can solve, because we still have to have a drain into to the internet somewhere. But they were able to help us with tall structures, with different population base, where the need was. And that really, really helped us say, oh, well, we're going to bump you up on the priority list because you've already kind of paved the way to help us come into the community. And we know every community out there is dying for service. So unfortunately, we have to pick and choose, and where can we do the most good, and where a county has done what Montgomery County did by kind of laying things out and making it very simple for us to get the information we needed. That just makes it so much easier for us to go in and build, and then we can now, you know, finish there and then go on to somewhere else instead of taking, you know, 3 to 4 months to do all the research that we would normally have to do.
Well, I hope this isn't awkward. I'm going to have a moment of silence for the American Video Store, but how much has cutting the cord and the explosion of streaming services impacted demand? Because, you know, folks out in rural Route 1 hear everybody at work talking about what they saw on Netflix or Peacock, whatever the case may be. How much does that push the demand for a better quality of internet and what you do?
Yeah, so it's really pushed the demand out in the rural areas, because as one of the only providers out there, either satellite or our service, you know, satellite doesn't stream very well. So we're right there. We've embraced streaming, and we actually have tried to build our network to support that really, really well. So that's helped. But what's interesting is the cord cutting has actually drawn us into those larger cities where people have options. People have cable as an option. They have DSL as an option. But they're like, you know what? I want to unbundle. I'm going with Netflix or I'm going with Hulu, and I just want an internet connection. Well, when you just get an internet connection from a cable company, it's really, really expensive. So that's where we're able to come in. And that's helped us in a couple different ways, that same infrastructure that we've been using to provide service to the rural markets. Oftentimes it's in water towers in town where people have other options. Those people are switching to us, and it's just allowing us to have more economies of scale. So it's been good all around. It kind of levels the playing field. Before it was like, oh, you don't have phone or you don't have TV, I don't want to go with you. And now it's like, oh, please, thank you. You only have internet, and I get to put in what services I want on top of it by going over the top of streaming. So it's been a good equalizer for us, I would say.
Well, I know farming has gone high tech and it's so competitive, and you have to go high tech to survive. You've got tractors out there, as you know, running by themselves. Farming's ahead of the curve as far as the autonomous vehicle movement. And everything you need, information, and I know farming can almost be like day trading. Just tell us about the benefits of your technology for rural areas and in economic development terms, what have you.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's interesting is this whole Internet of Things or autonomous vehicles and what do? We as a society have not even been able to run fiber to the home to every house in an urban setting, let alone a very large percentage of rural. And now you want to add in all these sensors, billions and billions of sensors. That's where wireless comes in and does a really, really good job. When we install on a water tower or a grain elevator, we can usually get service within 5 to 6 miles of that grain elevator or the water tower. So now we put up, you know, 2 or 3 days worth of work to get service into an area. And now you have all those people around there able to get service. Whereas if you were to say do fiber, which don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we shouldn't be looking at fiber, but you know, people who have no options for internet or no good options right now, the fastest way we can get them service is with our wireless service. Because we can deploy it way faster than you can even plan deploying fiber and get it in the, you know, getting it in the ground and doing all those things. So it's definitely fits hand in hand with the rural areas because things are spread out more. And we have that ability to be very, very efficient with how we deploy our network.
So I know you're putting the network together and a lot of it's interest driven from what I understand. Just how can someone get to the front of the line per se and express their interest in Whisper?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to do that is to go to our website. You can go to whisperisp.com. And I loved how you said it, Whisper without the H. So it stands for Wireless Service Provider. So Whisper. Go to our website, fill out the form. There's no obligation. We don't sell your information. We don't hound you with marketing stuff. But what we are looking for is where can we do the most good the fastest? And in this time, people need service. We know that. But where is it that they're hurting the most? And the more people we have fill that form out, then the more we know, oh, this is an aggregate demand over here. Let's make sure we get this area first. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, get everybody to go on there, fill it out saying we need better service. And that really, really helps us with our planning.
All right. Nathan Stuck, the CEO of Whisper, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a lot of fun. I'd love to give you updates.
And I thank you for your patience. And I just decided, well, not just because of my work at home attire, but because I look like Obi-Wan, I thought this is distracting. I'm just going to leave the solid picture up. But again, my apologies.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'd love to give you updates as we get more planned and we have some firmer dates as to when we're going to do what we're going to do. I'd love to keep you informed and let you tell everybody about it.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm Sean Balint saying so long until next weekend.